Kelly and Anthony, they're going to be leaving and going back to Canada this week. And so their story is they were part of our church plant. Originally, 10 of us moved down here from Seoul in 2012 to establish this church. And this past Friday, because they'll be leaving, and our brother Noble will be leaving soon, taking a trip all around the world on his bike, we wanted to have a team reunion. So we had one this past Friday, got together and ate and shared. And 9 of us are here. The only one that's not here is Anna Rowe. She's an intern pastor in Seoul, so she couldn't make it. But they're going to come up and give us their testimony. We're sad to see them go, but let's welcome them up. They're the Cobblers.
A lot of people today. We love you too. So as Pastor Caleb was saying, we're going to share a testimony about, first I'll share mine, it's a short one, and his, he'll share his separately. It's about our experience in Korea and how God is, where God has taken us. And so, okay, so for me, this is a testimony of how God literally saved my life. And so I hope you're blessed. So I first arrived in Korea from Canada in 2010. Oh, I feel like I'm going to cry. Thank you, Rosie. I came to Korea as a very hurt and broken girl. My family background was less than stable, and moving to Korea was more of an escape than an adventure. I'm the oldest of 4 children born to a single mom, and by the time I was 15 years old, I found myself living on my own, at times without food or a safe place to sleep. Pray for me. My mom remarried and she moved to the U.S. With my younger siblings. I went to church to minimize the loneliness and, to minimize the loneliness I felt and to quiet the voice of fear that plagued my nights. Although I professed Christ, I never actually believed that I could experience a really great relationship with God like the people I read about in the Bible. The church I attended, although it was helpful in some ways, it exasperated my fears and feelings of loneliness. I was taught that I had to do A plus B plus C to access God, when really I was just struggling to believe that God cared for me and that he loved me. Church began to frustrate me, and I became deeply offended at God. I felt alienated from my natural family, but I also felt shame for not sounding, looking, and acting like a good Christian. And so my church family also made me feel a little bit less than perfect. I had more fear than faith. I wasn't good at praying. I wouldn't give money to the church because I faced real poverty. And so I just felt a lot of shame. And eventually, I thought that family was an idea of only symbolism, and it wasn't something that I could actually experience tangibly in my life. And this is how I actually experienced God, through this lens. I knew that God could do it for other people, but I didn't think I was lucky enough to be one of them. When I stepped off the plane in 2010, I was literally an orphan, in the natural and also in the spirit. I had no family, and my heart was so guarded that I vowed to never join another church again. The church that I was going to in Canada, I think they loved me, but they also had a difficult time understanding what God's love looked like. And so I vowed to never go to another church or be a member of another church again. But God had other plans. New Philly was a lot to take in at first. Everyone was so loving and caring. But for someone like me without a family, it seemed very disingenuous. I kept returning because I like PC's gangster style preaching. And he challenged me to keep returning and just through the encouragement. And although I didn't fully believe all the lovey-dovey, I'm happy to see you stuff from the welcome team. You don't know me. That's how I felt. Deep down, it started to give me hope. And I wanted more and more. With each passing Sunday, I started to feel joy and peace. I joined small group. I didn't go often. Only for the parties that had food. I signed up for membership and even did the leadership training. I established relationships with people who allowed me to be honest and myself, even the offensive bits. I was finally experiencing family. God has used this church to reverse the lies of the enemy and remind me that even though the enemy may have a footing in areas like my family, in other areas, God always has other plans to make sure that we're covered. God used this community to teach me to have hope again, to be that toddler Kelly that used to dream big and think that I was going to end world hunger. I did think that. And to experience being a child again because I missed it growing up. Anthony and I have gone through a lot of crazy things while we've been here. And although it was very difficult, God saved us through this family. From the commitment of Pastors Caleb and Mina to my bestie Rosie, she's cried and laughed with me almost every day for the past year, and everyone in between, God has saved my life through you. I'm no longer that broken girl from 2010 who was on the brink of ending her life. Today, I'm a mighty woman of God, full of God's Spirit. It's not because I did A plus B plus C, but it's because I gained a family who unpacked the worth, my strength, the destiny in me. For many of you who left home to come to Korea, but for me, I'm leaving home to go to Canada. That's the legacy this church carries. It's family, and I will miss you.
Should have went first. She's not making this any easier.
Come on, brother.
I wanted to memorize what I had to say, but I think it's better if I just read it. So, when I first came to New Philly, I was filled with so much pride that I became an expert at deceiving myself and others. I anticipated coming to Korea to help everyone else because in my mind, I had life all figured out. Man, was I wrong. It was through New Philly Pusan that God began to slowly reveal my heart to me, pulling back one layer at a time. He revealed to me anger I had towards my family, mainly my father, the deep hurt and unforgiveness I had towards church leaders, back in Canada, the hatred I actually had towards myself, and yes, even the bitterness I had towards God himself. What many of you don't know is that my childhood dream was to work in full-time ministry and climb the so-called church ladder. And I was doing just that in Canada. I had everything a young man could ever want in ministry. I had favor with people. I was preaching and singing all over Ontario and Michigan. I held many positions, and I was entrusted with so much authority. I was busy doing the work of the church and loving every moment of it. However, I was also extremely sick. I also almost died 3 times, according to the doctors. One time, just before I got married, weeks just before I got married, it seemed like at one time, every organ in my body was failing. I was so angry with God, but I was too afraid to admit it. How could God allow me to go through all of this sickness and disease when I'm doing all this work for Him? On top of that, I came to the realization that my church leaders and the ones I had grown up with and looked up to all of my life were using me because I was an asset to them. But the moment I did something they did not approve of, they quickly and easily discarded me. So by the time I arrived in Busan, I was already dealing with all of these issues, many of which I didn't even realize I was holding on to. But as I said earlier, I was able to bury my feelings so deeply inside that I deceived myself into thinking I was fine. This is why I had such a hard time with vulnerability and intimacy, because every time I opened myself up in Canada, I was hurt. By leaders, by family, by friends, and in my mind, by God. Even through the wisdom, love, and patience of New Philly Pusan, I still fought with all of my might to not be transparent. I was determined to keep up a facade that I had everything together and I had no problems. I was in deep hunger for positions because ministry positions were where I received my identity. I felt loved, accepted, and appreciated when I was doing something for someone else. I didn't know who I truly was in Christ. Finally, one day, Todd, this awesome man right here, came up to me and asked to pray for me. He said, "Stop fighting God. He's too big." I don't know if you remember that or not. But he's like, "No, I don't even remember." But yeah, okay, so anyway, he said, "Stop fighting God because he's too big." And it was then that I began to give up and totally submit to the leadership. Everything in my life from then on began to change. I learned that I was safe and it was okay to be me, an angry young man with no direction. Pastor Caleb and Pastor Mina led me like a loving mother and father leads their children. Pastor Lydia began to teach me that it was okay to be angry with myself, with people, and with God, and that it's healthy to acknowledge my feelings and to be real about them rather than hiding them. Jen, right there, was like the big sister I've always wanted. Through her, God revealed his love for me and showed me what it means for a family member to have a healthy love for me. Ted, Noble, and AJ were the brothers I've always wanted. I learned how to be a brother of transparency through them and how to let loose and just have fun. And Pastor Herman, I don't know what I can say about Pastor Herman. He's been a stable rock for me through everything that I've been through. Times when I thought he should have given up on me, he never did. So I came to Korea not knowing who I was. I was a mess. I was angry and bitter with everyone and had no real direction. When I arrived in Korea, little did I know, it was for God to perform major surgery on me. Surgery that could only have been done here at New Philly Pusan. I am now leaving Korea whole and healed. I know who I am and I am confident in where God is taking us. And so if you're having a hard time opening your heart, if you're wondering if you can actually trust again, I want to tell you, as someone who has already been through it, you're safe here. You're loved here. And no matter what your past was, you're accepted here. Just please don't wait 3 years like me to fully open up. Otherwise, you may miss so much of what God wants to do in you, for you, and through you. For Kelly and I, we've been through a lot, but the best is yet to come.